let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Jake Roper is a YouTuber who makes learning fun and accessible for everyone. His bold YouTube original series, Could You Survive the Movies?, combines his love for cinema and science to see what would really happen if scientifically you could survive what you see on the silver screen, like the lightning strike from Back to the Future, being swallowed by the giant bug from Men in Black. Jake is host producer for the Vsauce Network, more than 2 billion views from 24 million global subscribers, making it the largest educational network on the internet. Jake is known for being on the cutting edge of fostering curiosity, creativity, and exploration in learners of all ages. His December 2016 YouTube video, Could You Survive Home Alone, based on the movie classic, has over 12 million views and counting. Jake Roper, host of Could You Survive the Movies, now available on YouTube, our guest on This Week in America. Jake, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rick.
Looking forward to this series, described as an immersive journey into the world of a different movie. This really is a unique approach, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, it's part of it is that nostalgia factor of going back into these movies that we grew up with, like Back to the Future, and then using those as this catalyst to explain scientific concepts.
And you do it so well, and you do it with some really mind-blowing experiences, some experiments that you do, really mind-blowing. You're actually recreating some of these scenes, aren't you?
Definitely. So in Back to the Future, for example, which is, the episode that's out right now, we recreated that very first scene where Marty McFly plugs into the amp, turns it up all the way, and then strums his guitar and gets blown across the room. So we did that. We built an amp that had a pressure wave that could generate, that could actually lift you up and throw you across the room. And the results were very surprising. It turns out that the movie would have been about 5 minutes long had that really happened to Marty McFly.
Well, you go into scientific exploration. This is unscripted, isn't it? Do you ever have an idea what's going to happen when you start these experiments?
I do not. I mean, with any kind of experiment, you have your hypothesis.
Yes.
If this, then that. But the results are always kind of a surprise. And the nice thing about this show is that when we do it, that's the first time. That's when we're doing it. So what happens on camera hasn't been tricked with. That's the result that we got. And it's, for example, with Back to the Future, with that pressure wave, I was very surprised. I knew that it would lift you off the ground because obviously your chest has a large surface area. So that much pressure hitting it would lift you. But I didn't realize the amount of damage it would actually do to the body.
What movies are you going to focus on during the first season?
Well, we have, like I said, Back to the Future. The next episode, which comes out on Monday, is Men in Black. Then we have Ghostbusters, Jumanji, Alien, and Die Hard. And it's all free to watch on Vsauce 3.
And you'll find all that information if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How did you go about choosing the movies and the topics for Could You Survive the Movies?
I wish I had a really interesting answer for you, but it's just movies that I like is the answer.
It's your show. You're going to focus on the movies you want.
Yeah, that's right. It is my show. Thank you, Rick. But there's curious topics and everything. That's kind of what we do at Vsauce is we look at what might be mundane, what might be easily explained, and figure out what's really happening in a different way to think about it and talk about it. Because that's what curiosity is. It's asking questions and kind of falling down this rabbit hole.
With us on This Week in America, Jake Roper, YouTube creator, host of Could You Survive the Movies?, the YouTube original series, now available on YouTube. Where did this curiosity come from that you have? I understand when 8 years old, all of the medical and surgery videos in the library, kids 8 years old, I'm trying to find National Geographic's. You've got all these great videos that you've checked out of the library. Where did this curiosity come from?
I believe, I'm a firm believer in the fact that we are all curious. We all want information. That's why people, listen to your program is because they want to find out information. So we're all curious. I think it's just about how it's delivered. And for me, yes, I watched a lot of surgery videos when I was very young. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but my mom was like, you're going to be a surgeon. Sorry, Mom, I'm not a surgeon. Spoiler. But I think that I learn best when given visual aids, when I'm giving or being expressed a topic in a way that is understandable to me. And in my own viewpoint, that's movies. Like I love movies and if I can use them as a jumping off point to explain science, and people actually learn something but aren't bored, then that's success.
I read that you said one of the goals is what you call accidental learning, and I love this. We're entertained. We really don't know we're learning, but at the end of the program, we've actually learned something, haven't we?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Accidental learning is one of my favorite phrases to use, which is that, you know, you get in being like, oh, I love Back to the Future. Click it, and then hopefully it's engaging enough that by the end you go, wait, did I just learn about how electricity travels through objects? Did I just learn about pressure waves and momentum and G-force? And I think it's that really exciting thing of like now, because it's empowering, right? When you learn something, you then want to share it. And that's the hope of the show.
Got about a minute or so left. I'm sure there were movies you wanted to get into to season one. You just couldn't because the season wasn't that long. What would you like to do in season two?
I would love to do Blade Runner, Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, and one that I think we could do across multiple episodes. It's Fast and the Furious, because there is so much fun stuff there.
You know, and I love this. You were talking about Blade Runner, which is more philosophical than physics and chemistry. You could really ask some pretty important questions during the exploration of that, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what I love so much about it. It's not about explosions or big spectacle. It's about what does it mean to be human? And it's this philosophical, almost existential discussion, which I think is really, really interesting.
Well, as we rely more and more on computers, this is something we really need to give some thought to. This is such a fascinating series. It's the YouTube original series, Could You Survive the Movies, hosted by our guest on the program, Jake Roper. It's available now. Where can they watch it, and when can they watch new episodes?
Yeah, so Back to the Future, the first episode is out right now at youtube.com/vsauce3 or /learning, and then there will be a new episode every Monday for free until we run out of episodes.
And you can get all that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Looking forward to season one of Could You Survive the Movies? Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Rick. Have a good one.
You too. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.